peace to everyone.
下午一起学习的题目是大卫留给所罗门的产业。
Our afternoon topic is the inheritance that David left for Solomon.
大卫是爸爸。
David is the father.
所罗门是儿子。
Solomon was the son.
大卫快要离世之前。
Before David passed away,
他有一些东西留给所罗门。
He has some things that he wants to pass on to Solomon.
我们人年纪大了，慢慢会想到一个问题。
When we get older, we will start to think of a question.
当有一天我们走了。
That one day when we pass away,
我们要留什么给下一代？
What do we leave to our next generation?
东方跟西方的思想不太一样。
The Western and Eastern society is quite different.
东方人的思想就是要留守的财产，包括现金啊、不动产啊，要留给下一代。
In the Eastern society, they thought that they could leave a lot of assets or a lot of stationary assets, money for the next generation.
所以很多人很努力的赚钱。
So a lot of people they strive hard to earn a lot of money.
不单只是自己一栋房子，可能还要存好几栋，要都留给下一代。
So they save for themselves a house and they want to allow more houses for the children.
西方人的想法又不太一样。
In the Western society, it's quite different.
西方人年纪大了或者离世了，他们很多都是把他们的产业捐给慈善或是捐给教会。
In the Western society, a lot of times they leave their inheritance to the church or to those
charitable
organizations.
对，为什么天主教那么有钱呢？
That's why the Catholics is so rich.
因为大部分的信徒的很多的遗产都捐给教会。
Because a lot of members they offer their inheritance their assets to the church.
我们信了主之后，
After we believe in the Lord,
我们有一个属灵的观念。
We have a spiritual concept.
那我们从圣经里面看看。
If we look at the Bible,
大卫他留什么给他的儿子？
What did David leave to his son?
也是今天我们应该留什么给我们的下一代？
It is also something that we should leave to our next generation.
首先呢？
First of all,
大卫留什么给他儿子所罗门呢？
What did David leave to his son Solomon?
大卫留一个意象给他的儿子。
David left for his son a vision.
我们来看历代志上二十八章。
Let's turn to First Chronicle 28.
历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicle chapter 28.
好，我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
历代志上二十八章第二节。
First Chronicle chapter 2 verse 28. Chapter 28 verse 2.
请读。
2. King David rose to his feet and said,Listen to me, my brothers and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the Ark of Covenant of the Lord. For the footstool of our God, I made plans to build it.
第三节。
3. But God said to me, You are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and have shed blood.
第四节。
4. Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader, and from the house of Judah he chose my family, and from my father's sons he was pleased to make me king over all Israel.
第五节。
5. Of all my sons, and the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord.Over Israel.
第六节。
6. He said to me, Solomon, your son is the one who will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.
大卫在这个时候国位已经坚定了。
Here, David already established his kingdom.
他也有很多的儿子。
He also had many sons.
但是神很清楚告诉他。
But God clearly told him.
哪一个可以接续你当王？
Which one of those sons can inherit his kingship?
不是第一个出生的儿子。
It was not the firstborn.
也不一定是长得最高大、最威猛的一个儿子。
It was not the strongest or the tallest.
神特别拣选所罗门，要接续大卫要当王。
God especially chose Solomon to inherit his kingship.
因为所罗门要替大卫盖圣殿。
Because Solomon would build a temple for David.
这个就是一个从神来的意象。
So this is a vision coming from God.
所谓的意象不一定是在祷告里面看到光啊、影啊，这些才叫意象。
Such a vision is not something that you see in your prayers that's coming from above.
这里所说的意象是指的一个人的理想，还有一个人生的活的方向。
This vision is ambition, a way of living, a direction of living in a person's life.
大卫他一生经历了很多。
David experienced many things in his life.
以前他是当一个牧羊童。
Long ago he used to be a shepherd boy.
到后来当了王。
Later on he became a king.
但是他人生的理想从来没有改变过。
But his ambition in life never changed.
他人生的理想跟目标就是为了神而活。
His ambition and his direction in life is to live for God.
他当了王之后，有一件事情在他心里。
After he became a king, this one matter that always dwelt in his heart.
他自己住在皇宫那么舒服。
That he lived so comfortably in his palace.
但是耶和华的约柜在帐篷里面。
But the ark of God is in a tent.
所以他想要为神建殿。
So he wanted to build a temple for God.
这个就是大卫的人生的理想。
So that was the ambition for David.
还有他的目标。
And that was his direction.
我们把它称之为意象。
So we call this his vision.
因为大卫自己本身打过仗，杀了很多人。
For David himself, he had many battles and killed a lot of people.
流了很多血。
He shed many blood.
所以神说，你不可以替我建殿。
So God said, you cannot build a temple for me.
但是你的儿子要替我建殿。
But your son shall build a temple for me.
所以大卫就把这个理想，把这个目标交托在他儿子的手上。
So David passed this ambition, this purpose onto his son.
我们今天信了主之后，
Today after we believe in the Lord,
要有属灵的理想跟方向。
We also need to have a spiritual vision and a spiritual direction.
年轻人他虽然有很多的时间，
Although young people we have a lot of time,
但是有时候认为他们不成熟，
But at times they are not mature.
他看事情没有看得很远，
They cannot see very far.
如果你没有在他年轻的时候给他一些正确的理想，
If you do not give them a good vision while they're young,
那么他可能长大会浪费很多的时间在其他的方面。
Then when they grow up, they waste a lot of time in other areas.
但是我们当父母的比较成熟。
But as parents, we are more mature.
看得比较透。
We can see more clearly.
因为我们信了主。
Because we believe in the Lord.
有一个新的观念。
We had a new concept.
所以我们就要在儿女很年轻的时候。
So when our children are still very young.
很快的就把这些属灵的理想传授给下一代。
We should quickly pass on this spiritual vision, ambition onto their hearts.
怎么传呢？
How do we pass it on?
当然有两种方法。
There are two ways.
一种就是你常跟你儿女谈话。
First one is always converse with your children.
从小的时候你常跟他谈话。
Ever since they're young, we always converse with them.
从你跟他讲话的过程当中。
From the way you talk to them.
儿女会发觉父母是个怎么的人。
Your children will discover what kind of parents they have.
什么东西重要？
What is important to them?
他们就会学习。
They will start to learn.
所以父母的理想就变成儿女的理想。
So the vision of the parents become the vision of the children.
另外一种方法。
Another way.
不一定用讲。
Not necessarily speaking.
但是父母自己的行为。
But out of the actions of the parents.
你的行动告诉你儿女，你觉得什么是重要。
From your deed, you convey to your children what is important.
你的行为告诉你儿女，到底你有什么价值观。
From your deed, you can tell your children what was your value system.
虽然我们每天没有把这个字挂在嘴边，
although we do not put it in our mouth every day,
但是我们的选择就告诉我们的儿女，你的价值观是什么。
But our choices, the decision we make, tells to our children what's our value.
你看什么最重要？
What do we value the most?
你看钱看得很重要吗？
Do we value the money the most?
你儿女会知道。
Your children will know.
有一些人看享受看得很重要。
Some people value enjoyment.
有一些人把世界的事情看得很重要。
Some people value the things of the world.
大卫把什么东西看得很重要？
But what did David value?
大卫把盖圣殿看得很重要。
David really valued the building of the temple.
因为圣殿是用来拜神的地方。
Because temple is a place to worship God.
有一个好好的地方可以拜神。
If you have a good place to worship God,
大卫就知道神就一定会祝福以色列国。
Then David know that God will bless the people of Israel.
只要你好好拜神，
as long as you truly worship God,
平安就临到国家。
Then the peace will befall this country.
所以大卫当了王之后，一直想盖圣殿。
So after David became a king, he always wanted to build a temple.
那么今天对我们属灵上来说，
So today spiritually for us,
这个属灵的圣殿代表什么？
What is this spiritual temple?
代表我们的信仰。
It represents our faith.
我们今天生活在世界上面。
Today we live in this world.
我们有不同的事情在忙碌。
We busy over many things.
以前我们在自己的国家。
Before when we used to be in our own country.
我们也是忙。
We were also busy.
搬来这里也是忙。
When we move here, we are still busy.
但是我们要告诉我们的儿女。
But we had to tell this to our children.
无论你是做哪一个行业。
Regardless of what trade you're in,
我们有一个人生的终极的目标。
You need to have a final purpose in your life.
人生最重要的目标。
This most important purpose in your life.
最有意义的目标。
The most meaningful purpose in your life.
就是服侍神。
Which is to serve God.
因为其他东西都是短暂的。
Because everything else is only short-lived.
几十年很快就过去。
after many several decades it all passed.
你的世界上的成功
all the success you have in this world
会在你退休那一天失去影响力。
You lose all the influence the day after you retired.
你世上的钱财
all the money you earned
会在你死亡那一天离开你。
It will all depart from you when you die.
所以世界的东西它的意义很有限。
So all the meanings that you can accumulate in this world is only very short-lived.
但是如果你能够为神做工
But if you can work for God,
在世上短暂的时间当中建立这个属灵的圣殿
And in this short life that you live, you build a spiritual temple.
这个就是一个很好的意象。
Then that will be a very good vision.
我们信仰上如果有进步的话
So if we're to improve in our spirituality,
你会看事情不一样。
We will see things very differently.
有一些弟兄姐妹分享。
Some brothers and sisters shared.
他说：“哎呀，如果我早点认识主。”
They say that, oh, only I know the Lord earlier in my life.
我有机会可以重新再来一次。
If I had a time to restart,
我会做的事情会跟以前不一样。
I will do things very differently.
我会用不一样的方法教我的儿女。
I will use different ways to teach my children.
如果我早点知道认识主。
If only I know God earlier in my life,
我的婚姻会不一样。
My marriage will be different.
我的家庭会不一样。
My family will turn out different.
因为你看到的事情不一样的时候。
Because when you see things differently,
你的做法就不一样。
Then you do things differently.
以前没有看到异象。
Before you haven't had this vision,
很短视。
You are very short-sighted.
现在看得很远了。
But now you can see far.
如果再来一次。
If once you had another opportunity to go over everything,
我追求的应该是不一样。
Then you have a very different pursuit.
所以大卫有看到异象。
So David saw a vision.
我们看同一章的二十八章。
Let's read the same chapter, chapter 28.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
二十八章十九节。
Chapter 28, verse 19. All this David said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan.
神告诉大卫你不可以盖圣殿。
God told David, you are not the one to build the temple.
但是神却把整个圣殿的设计图在异象当中告诉大卫。
But God has told David all the plans and details of the temple to David in vision.
要怎么盖？
How do you build it?
要用什么材料？
What kind of material should you use?
所以大卫很清楚神要他做什么。
So David was clear what he needs to be.To do,
还有他知道要怎么样做。
He also know how to do it.
这个我们人生两大问题。
This is two questions in our life.
到底神要用你的一生做什么？
What does God want to use your life for?
第二要怎么样做？
Second is how to do it.
我们每一个人都要问自己这个问题。
We all had to ask these two questions.
每个人都是要读书、上班、工作、赚钱。
Everyone need to study, work, and make a living.
但是这个只是维持生命的。肉体生命的一个方法。
But that's only a way to maintain your livelihood, your physical life.
照常你需要吃饭。
Just like you must eat.
所以我们刚刚吃了饭。
So just now we have eaten.
四个小时之后还要再吃一次。
Four hours later, we need to eat again.
明天早上还要再吃一次。
Tomorrow morning, we have to eat again.
吃饭很重要。
So eating is important.
但是人生不是为了吃饭。
But our life is not just for eating only.
你不能想过来说，一天醒过来说，我今天的目标就是要吃三顿饭。
You cannot be like in the morning you wake up and say today my purpose is eat the three meals.
我的目标是要吃什么，要想好。
And my goal is to eat what to eat.
当然去玩的时候可以想这个问题。
Of course, when you go to somewhere to enjoy yourself, then you think about these things.
Vacation 的时候是可以想等一下吃什么，明天吃什么。
In the vacation, you can think, oh, what do I eat tomorrow?
但是你一辈子只是想说我要吃什么。
But all your life, do you just think what to eat?
那人生就没有意义。
Then your life wouldn't be so meaningful.
所以大卫了解神要他做什么。
But David know what he needs to do.
盖圣殿。
To build a temple.
第二，要怎么盖。
Second one, how to do it.
那我们有没有把这个意向告诉下一代？
Today, do we tell this to our children?
今天我们在加拿大的父母啊，可以说非常用心教孩子。
Today, all the parents in Canada, they try very hard to teach the kids.
常常很多父母啊，礼拜一到礼拜五工作已经很辛苦了。
A lot of parents, they already work very hard from Monday to Friday.
晚上呢，或者是 weekend 呢，还要带孩子去学什么学什么，跑很多地方。
And at night times and weekends, they all take their children to many classes to learn this and that.
赚钱很不容易。
It's hard to make a living.
但是小孩子很花钱，你要给他学什么学什么，那个很花钱。
And all the things that all these classes will take money.
因为我们爱他们。
Because we love them.
但是我们更重要的，也没有留给下一代一个价值观。
But more importantly, do we leave a value system to our children?
一个人生的目标。
value, a goal in their life.
服侍神是人生最有意义的事情。
And to serve God is the most important, most meaningful.
所以大卫把这个意象留给所罗门。
So David left for Solomon this vision.
除了留了这个意象之外，
other than this vision,
大卫还留了很多资源给所罗门呢，预备盖这个圣殿。
David also left a lot of resources for Solomon to build this temple.
我们看历代志上二十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
第一节。
Verse 1.
二十九章第一节。
29 verse 1.
请读。
29. Then King David said to the whole assembly, My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God.
大卫对众人说了，我儿子啊，很年轻。
David said to the assembly, My son is young.
这个工程啊，那么大。
And this task is great.
所以所罗门自己一个人这一代，靠他自己这一代肯定做不完。
So Solomon, by his generation, they cannot accomplish.
但是大卫啊，他虽然不能够直接去盖圣殿。
Although David, he himself cannot directly build the temple.
所以大卫为了建殿这个事，预备了很多他私人的财产来盖圣殿。
He himself prepared a lot of personal resources and assets he accumulated to build the temple.
包括金子、银子、铜器、铁器、
the gold,
木头、宝石、
silver, bronze, iron, and woods.
盖圣殿需要材料。
And building the temple requires material.
这里有讲到有关于奉献的问题。
Here is talking about
offering. 你要盖圣殿，当然需要材料。
When you want to build the temple, of course, you need offerings.
有人觉得奉献的问题很敏感。
Some people say that this topic is very sensitive.
不要常常讲。
Don't talk about it.
大家心里可能觉得不舒服，有压力。
Because people will feel pressured.
但是我们来看哦。
But let's look at it.
为什么我们奉献会觉得有压力？
Why do we feel that when we offer, we feel pressured?
大卫奉献没有压力。
But when David offered, he doesn't feel pressured.
不会觉得敏感。
He doesn't feel this is a sensitive topic.
从二十九章里面有几个原因。
From 29, you see different reasons.
第一个原因
First reason.
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为我心中爱慕我神的殿。
3. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God.
大卫之所以可以乐意奉献，第一个原因就是因为他很爱神，还有爱神的殿。
The first reason that David is willingly to offer all these things because he loved God and loved the temple of God.
我们很爱，每个人都很爱自己的家。
Today we all love our family.
很努力的赚钱。
We try to earn a lot of money.
为了要再买一栋房子。
So that we can buy a house.
在好的区域。
Buy a good house in a good area.
所以孩子可以长大。
So that it's good for our children.
为了这个目标啊，付很多贷款，压力很大，但是我们不会觉得很辛苦。
For this reason, we take out a big mortgage, but we still wouldn't feel very, it's hard for us.
为什么呢?
How come?
因为你对家里有爱。
Because you feel this love toward the family.
看到你儿子在家庭，在这个房子里面住得那么舒服，你就开心了。
When you see your child living so comfortably in this house, you feel happy yourself.
大卫对神有一种爱。
David had this love towards God.
不是出于责任。
It's not out of responsibility.
是一种爱。
But this is love.
因为大卫很感念神对他的恩典。
Because David really remembers the grace that God has given to him.
因为大卫本来只是个牧羊童。
Because originally David was only a shepherd boy.
但是神拣选他做王。
But God chose him to be the king.
所以他今天可以活得很舒服。
That today he's able to live so well.
得到很多的荣耀。
He received a lot of glory.
但是他知道这个都是从神来的。
He knows that all of these come from God.
所以他一想到神这种感情在里面。
Therefore, every time he thinks about God, he's very thankful he had this feeling.
所以对大卫来说，奉献没有压力。
So for David, he had no pressure in offering.
还有奉献很开心。
And he's very happy in offering.
因为这是为了神而做的。
Because this is for God.
而神是他爱的一个对象。
And God is someone that he loved.
还有一个另外一个原因。
There's another reason.
我们来看同一章里面的第十一节十二节。
Same chapter, verse 12.
十二节
，verse 12，
二十九章十二节
，chapter 29 verse 12，
请读
，verse 12 wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hand are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all.
十三节
，three now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name.
十四节
，14 but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this. Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand.
大卫对奉献的观念很清楚。
David had a very clear concept in terms of offering.
什么叫做奉献?
What does it mean to offer?
奉献不是捐给神。
Offering not mean, doesn't mean that you give to God.
奉献不是做善事。
Offering is not doing good deeds.
奉献呢是把从神得来的拿一些还给神而已。
Offering is taking what you have received from God and giving it back, a portion of it back to God.
大卫说万物都是从你而来的。
David said, everything comes from you.
我的金子银子都是从你那边而来的。
All my gold and all my treasures come from you.
所以对大卫来说奉献一点压力都没有。
So for David, there's no pressure.
如果我们觉得这个东西是自己的。
Today, if we feel that this thing that you're offering is yourself,
奉献会有压力,
you,
会有压力。
Then we will feel pressure.
譬如说你赚一万块。
For example, you made $10,000.
我很辛苦啊，这个工作很多个小时才赚到一万块。
You'll say that, oh, I work many hours, I made $10,000.
这一万块是我的。
And this $10,000 is mine.
你要拿我一千块出来，哇，这个有点不舍得。
Now, if you take a thousand of it out of that $10,000, it feels weird.
$1,000
of it.
啊，但是如果你换个想法。
But if you think in another way.
虽然我赚到十万块。
Although I made $10,000.
一万块，对不起啊，一万块啊，对，十万块啊。那有一万块呢？啊，十万块其实都是神的。
So whatever you make, $10,000, it comes from God.
哦，我的健康是神的。
My health comes from God.
我的身体是神给的。
My body it comes from God.
我的身体健康是神给的。
All my I can live a healthy life is from God.
头脑是神给我聪明智慧的。
And the wisdom and all the things that in my brain comes from God.
所以什么都是神的。
So everything belongs to God.
现在只是把一些东西拿出来还给神。
But now I'm only taking a little bit of it and returning to God.
这个心态就不一样。
Such a mentality is very different.
因为大卫知道不是神给的，什么都没有。
Because David knows that if it's not for God, it's not from God, then he will have nothing.
他本来还是一个牧羊童而已。
Originally, he was only a shepherd boy.
啊，所以这个就是一个观念的问题。
So here is a problem with the concept.
同样的，我们安息日也是一样。
Today, same with our Sabbath day.
如果我们想说，哎呀，我时间那么宝贵，我事情都做不完了，还要抽一天来教会。
Today we think that, oh, time is so precious and I have always too much thing to do. I still need to take one day to go to church.
哪有时间啊?
Where can I find the time?
但是另外一个想法,
but if you think of it from another way,
如果不是神,
if it were not for God,
我生命都没有了,
I won't even have my life.
你还有六天七天吗?
Do you still have 6 or 7 days?
没有。
You don't.
所以这一天是属于神的。
So this day belongs to God.
你会高高兴兴的来教会。
So you should come to church happily.
就亲近神。
To draw closer to God.
所以大卫的观念很清楚。
So David's concept is very clear.
一切都是从你而来。
Everything comes from you.
再来我们看十五节。
Also verse 15.
我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们的列祖一样，我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。
15, we are aliens and strangers in your sight, and all our forefathers, as were all our forefathers, our days on earth are like a shadow without hope.
大卫他看得很清楚，人生很短暂。
David saw it very clearly, our life is very short.
什么叫客旅?
What is the guest or aliens, strangers?
你在一个地方一下，那就走了。
That it just meant that you're here for a short time and you go away.
不是永远的。
It's not forever.
我们今天来到这个世界也是很暂时的。
Today we come to this world is only for a short time.
神给你的一切也是暂时拥有。
Everything that God gives to you is only, you only possess it for a short time.
有一天我们要走了，什么都带不走。
And one day we will all go away, we cannot take any of it.
但是大卫那个时候有这个力量可以奉献。
But David at that time, he has an opportunity to offer.
他把这个看成是一个机会。
He saw this as an opportunity.
如果我现在不做,
if I don't do it now,
以后可能没有这个机会了。
In the future, I might not have this chance.
因为这个人生很难讲。
Because life is very uncertain.
不是你要做就可以做。
It doesn't mean that if you want to do it, you can do it.
你今天有这个金钱可以奉献。
Now today you have this wealth to offer.
有时间可以奉献。
That you have this time to offer.
有才能可以奉献。
That you have all your money that you can give.
今天是可以掌握的。
Today you can hold on to all this that you're able to give.
但是明天呢，你就没有把握了。
But tomorrow you don't know.
因为你不知道明天。
Because you don't know about tomorrow.
你不知道明天你还有什么。
You're not sure what you still have tomorrow.
所以大卫说，人生是客旅，是寄居的。
So David said, in your life we are aliens and strangers.
所以他有生之年有机会，他就要为圣殿做预备了。
So in his lifetime, when he still have a chance, he will prepare for the temple.
所以这个观念，他就把这个观念给所罗门。
So he gave this concept to Solomon.
也把很多的资源留给所罗门去盖圣殿。
He also left a lot of resources for Solomon to build the temple.
那我们来想想。
Today, if we think about it,
如果我们需要盖一个属灵的圣殿，
if we were to build a spiritual temple,
我们需要下一代盖一个属灵圣殿，
if we want our next generation to build a spiritual temple,
我们要留一些什么资源给他们呢？
What kind of resource must we leave for them?
你不能说你就盖了，我什么都不给你。
You cannot just say you can just build it, I won't leave you anything.
你要给你的下一代什么资源？
What kind of resource can you give to your next generation?
我们来看一个例子。
Let's read an example.
圣经里面有一个年轻人叫做提摩太。
In the Bible, there was a youth called Timothy.
他是信仰的第三代。
He was the third generation believer.
他怎么样才可以被带领起来、栽培起来呢？
But in what ways can he be brought up?
信仰是没有直接遗传的。
You cannot really inherit faith.
你可以把一个 baby 带去洗礼。
You can take your child and have him baptized.
但是如果你不培养他的话，
But if you do not cultivate that person,
从小洗礼长大也不会认识神。
Even though they are baptized young, when they grow older, they may not know God. So you need to cultivate your children's faith.
那怎么栽培?
How do we cultivate?
你可以给他什么资源?
What kind of resources can you give?
哦，我们看提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
提摩太后书一章第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基的心里的，我身心也在你的心里。
For I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
这里保罗说提摩太的信心是什么来的呢？
Here Paul tells us where does Timothy's faith come from?
是从他的母亲还有外祖母传下来的。
It comes from the mother and the grandmother.
保罗把它形容是无伪的信心。
Paul described his faith as a sincere faith.
要留什么给东西？有什么东西给孩子最重要？
What's the best thing that you can leave for your children?
看得见的都不是最重要。
Whatever you can see, that's not the most important.
看得见的是暂时的，是会过去的。
Because everything that you can see is short-lived, it will pass away.
你留给他一个房子。
If you leave for them a house,
留给他一笔钱。
Leave for them a wealth.
他可以很快把它用完花掉。
They can quickly use it all up.
但是如果你留给他一个信心。
But if you leave for them a faith,
无伪的信心。
A sincere faith.
这样他就永远放在他心里。
Then it will be in their hearts forever.
为什么人需要信心？
So why does people need faith?
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书十一章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
11 verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
这里给我们一个信心的定义。
Here is the definition of faith.
信心就是说你有盼望。
Faith means you have hope.
你虽然没有得到这个事情，
although you have not received this thing,
但是因为你有盼望，你有信心，所以你很确定。
But because you have faith, you are very certain.
还有了未见之事的确据。
And this is evidence of the things that you have not seen.
什么叫未见之事？
What are the things that you have not seen?
天国没有人见过。
Kingdom heaven is something that we have not seen.
神没有人见过。
God is someone we have not seen.
灵魂没有见过。
Soul is something that we have not seen.
但是因为你有信心。
But because you have faith.
好像你拿到证据一样。
It seems that you already have this evidence.
所以你有留给下一代的最重要就是要这个信心。
So what's the best thing that you can leave to the next generation is such a faith.
如果你留给他这个价值观，这个信心。
If you leave for them a value system of faith.
他的人生以后就不一样。
Then their life will be very different.
我们看摩西。
Let's look at Moses.
摩西他有一个很好的背景。
Moses had a very good background.
他头四十年都在皇宫里面长大。
In his first 40 years of life, he lived in the palace.
在埃及的皇宫。
In the palace of Egypt.
你可以说等同今天的北美洲啊、欧洲啊这种西方的文明最高峰的地方。
We can say this is the place where we have the most civilization in the Western society, the North America.
当时的埃及就是世界文明的高峰。
Because at that time, Egypt was the pinnacle of a world civilization.
皇宫最好的享受。
And in the palace, you have the best enjoyment.
最多的知识。
The most knowledge.
摩西就在里面长大了。
And Moses grew up from there.
但是因为摩西从小心里面就有一个信心。
But because Moses, ever since he was young, he had a faith.
他看东西很清楚。
He saw things very clearly.
别人看到这个皇宫啊，恨不得要挤进去啊。
When other people saw this palace, they really want to get in.
希望嫁到皇宫里面啊。
They want to marry into the palace.
希望可以当王子。
They want to be the prince.
是不是有时候我们看看八卦杂志啊，看到哇，王子公主啊，都不用工作啊，要穿得漂亮，住的这个皇宫，你想不想住？啊。
And sometimes when we see in the magazine all the prince and princess, they live so well in the palace, they dress so well. Do you want to get in?
童话世界都是那种可以大人羡慕的。
And everyone
皇宫的生活啊。
Admire the fairy tales of the life that you live in the palace.
大家都想挤进去王宫。
Everyone want to squeeze into the palace.
但是摩西却走出来。
But Moses came out of it.
为什么摩西会出来？
Why did Moses come out?
因为他有信心呢。
Because he had a faith.
有信心就好像有一个不一样的眼光。
Having faith, which gave him a very different vision.
别人只看到今天，看到现在。
Other people only saw what's today and what's now.
摩西的眼光看得很远。
But Moses saw very far.
他说现在这些享受有什么意义？
He thought to himself, what's the enjoyment to me now?
只是犯罪，只是罪中之乐。
They are all sinful pleasures.
圣经说，摩西觉得跟神的百姓一起受苦更有意义。
In the Bible, it describes that Moses thought suffering with his own people of God, is more meaningful to Moses. It shows that he had faith. Originally, he can only see what's now, but now he sees what's in the future. Originally, he only saw what's in the present life, but now he sees into the eternal life.
这个就是无伪之信。
And now that is sincere faith.
这个就是我们要给我们的下一代的。
And this is what we ought to leave to our next generation.
再来，提摩太从他父母那边领受了什么？
And what else did Timothy inherit from his parents?
提摩太后书
Second Timothy
第三章
Chapter 3
15节
Verse 15
提摩太后书三章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15。
三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15。
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
15 And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through the faith in Christ Jesus。
提摩太，他的父母啊，留给他的是什么？
What did Timothy's parents leave for Timothy?
是让他从小就认明白圣经。
Which is to let him know about the scripture ever since young.
我们都为儿女的下一代非常的着紧。
We think a lot for our care a lot for our next generation.
找学校啊，都要上网查一下这个学校排名几分呢？
And when we look for schools for them, we'll look at the ranking of our different schools.
学区好不好啊？
Is every are good?
哇，这个学校只有5.6分了，那不要了，我要这个9分的。
And this school is only 5.6. It's not good. I want the one that's 9 points.
大学也有排名啊。
And there's also rankings for universities.
加拿大的不够好啊，送去美国啊，送去欧洲啊，英国啊。
The universities in Canada might not be good enough. Send them to U.S., to Europe, to U.K.
人都希望把最好的留给儿女。
All of us want to leave the best for our children.
但是圣经告诉我们，有一个教育是更好的。
But the Bible tells us there is a form of education that's the best.
不是那一些不好。
It's not that the education we see today, they're not good.
世界的教育只是给你知识而已。
The education of this world only gives you knowledge.
但是属灵的，神的话语会给你智慧。
But whatever is spiritual, the word of God gives you wisdom.
智慧就是分辨善恶。
Wisdom is a way to differentiate right and wrong.
智慧是告诉你怎么从今生可以走到永生。
Wisdom is to give you a way to walk from present world to the eternal life.
智慧就是让你得救。
Wisdom is to give you a way to receive salvation.
所以提摩太从小领受的是什么？
So what did Timothy receive ever since young?
他父母很着紧他到底有没有明白圣经。
The parents really careful whether or not he understood the Bible.
在家里常常跟他教圣经，学圣经。
They often teach him and about the scriptures in the Bible.
所以他已经成为年轻人了，已经很了解圣经了。
So when he turned to become a young man, he really understood the scripture.
今天我们的孩子放暑假、放寒假，大家想带他们去哪里做什么？
Today when our children have summer break or winter break, what do we want to take them to?
你会鼓励他，哎呀，赶紧多修两个学分，早点出来毕业，卡一个位，抢个工作呢？
Do you tell them, go and study 2 extra courses so that you can graduate early and get this job.
或者是你会告诉他说，哎呀，赶快去拿点经验。
Or do you tell them quickly do something and get some experience?
还是你会鼓励他在你读书的时候要多多把握机会学习神的话？
Or do you encourage them while you still have time, while you study, study the Word of God?
提摩太从小就明白圣经。
Timothy, ever since young, he understood the Scripture.
所以他的信仰都盖得起来了，信仰都盖得起来。
So his faith is able to build upon it.
还有我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's also read Acts chapter 16.
第二节。
Verse 2.
十六章第一节啊。
16 verse 1.
《使徒行传》十六章的第一节
，Acts chapter 16 verse 1。
保罗来到特比，又到路斯的，在哪里有一个门徒，名叫提摩太，是信主自犹太夫人的儿子，他父亲却是希尼尼人。第二节
，Two，
路斯的以哥念的弟兄都称赞他。请读
，One and two, he came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived.Whose mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek too. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him.
提摩太有一个好名声。
For Timothy, he had a good reputation.
年轻的时候就已经有好名声了。
Even when he was young, he had a good reputation.
好名声很重要。
Good reputation is very important.
什么叫好名声？
What's good reputation?
好名声就是你可以把你所信的道理在生活当中实行出来。
Good reputation is that you're able to act out whatever you have learned from the scripture and act it out in your life.
好名声跟你去哪个学校读没有关系的。
Good reputation is not related to where you schooled.
也跟你多聪明也没有关系。
It's not related to how smart you are.
这个世界已经有很多很聪明的人。
In this world, there's a lot of people who are very smart.
有很多很有成就的人。
There's a lot of people who are very accomplished.
但是很缺有好名声的人。
There is lacking in those people who have a good reputation.
所以提摩太从小就有好名声。
But Timothy, he had a good reputation when he was young.
因为神的道有进他的心里面。
Because God's word really entered to his heart.
教会都说他是好。
Even the church spoke of well of him.
我们今天也要追求。
This is something that we need to pursue.
我们的孩子有没有好名声？
Our children, do they have a good reputation?
不是学校有没有考了第一名那个好名声？
It's not a reputation where they got the first place in the school.
在教会里面，大家觉得这个孩子。他会不会称赞他
？It is that in the church that everyone will praise your child.
是乖的。
They are very good.
负责任啊。
Very responsible.
聚会认真呢。
They really pay attention during the service.
对神有渴慕的心呢。
They have a heart of pursuit towards God.
提摩太为什么他能够侍奉神
？So why is Timothy able to serve God?
因为他父母给他留了很多信仰的资源。
Because his parents left for him very good spiritual resources.
还有一个资源。
Another resource.
我们看提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
提摩太后书第四章第九节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 9.
好。第九节。你要赶紧的到我这里来。因为迪马他那先进的世界就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。格勒斯往加拉太去了，提多往达太马太去。十一节。
11。
唯有路加在我这里，你来的时候也要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有一处。请读。
9-11. Do your best to come to me quickly. 10. But Demas, because he loved the world, he deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. 11. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry.
保罗在他人生离开之前
Before Paul left this world,
他写一封信给提摩太
He wrote a letter to Timothy.
保罗已经在监牢里面很辛苦
Paul already suffered a lot when he was jailed.
但是保罗需要提摩太
But Paul really needed Timothy.
所以他写信给他。
So he wrote the letter to Timothy.
叫他赶紧去监牢。
Ask Timothy to quickly come to him.
这个很危险的。
That's very dangerous.
说不定提摩太也被抓起来。
Maybe Timothy will also be captured.
但是提摩太不怕。
But Timothy was not afraid.
保罗相信提摩太能够跟他同受苦难。
Paul knew that Timothy is able to suffer with him.
所以保罗信得过他。
Because Paul had this trust in Timothy.
因为提摩太有受苦的心智。
Because Timothy had this heart that's willing to suffer.
我们今天如果要我们的儿女信仰上能够进步。
Today, if we want our children to improve in their faith.
从小都要培养他受苦的心智。
ever since they're young, you had to give them a mindset to prepare them for suffering.
我们今天很爱我们的儿女。
Today we really love our children.
尤其是我们这边生活会慢慢改善了。
Especially when we live in today that our life is improving.
希望孩子吃得好，睡得好，用得好。
We want our children to use the best, to sleep well, to eat well.
不希望他们受苦。
We don't want them to suffer.
有一些父母说了，受苦让我们父母来受就好了，孩子不要受苦。
Some parents will say, let us suffer, let the parents suffer, don't let our children suffer.
以前我们太苦了。
They say that before we suffer too much,
我的儿女绝对不可以让他受苦。
But my children, I do not want them to suffer.
这样对不对？
Is this right?
听起来很对啊。
It sounds right.
苦来爸爸吃，甜来儿子吃。
That whatever is bitter, the parents will take it, whatever is sweet, is for the children.
很多人在社会上面已经是这样子做了。
But we know that in the society, it's already happening, that people are already doing this.
但是会养出一些什么孩子呢？
So what kind of children is produced from such a mentality?
不受苦的孩子是自私的孩子。
The kind of children that will not want to suffer.
我不能受苦，爸爸你也可以受苦。
They will be selfish because they think that they cannot suffer, then they let the parents suffer.
这个位置，爸爸我来坐好了，我想啊，你站着。
Then this good seat, let me sit on it, and Father, you can stand.
大块肉，这块我最喜欢。爸爸说好，给你，好，我吃。以后形成是爸爸吃骨头，孩子吃大肉。
And this meat, it's big, it's for the children. I'll take it, and whatever is left over, the bones is for the father.
不能受苦的孩子，这自私的孩子。
So whatever children that they not prepared to suffer, they become selfish.
一点苦都不能吃，以后出了社会会很惨。
If they cannot endure any suffering, then when they go to the society, it will be very awful for them.
因为在家里不会被骂，去外面被人家骂得很惨，哇，受不了，自杀了，忧郁症了。
Because they can never get rebuked in the family when they go out and they get rebuked by someone and they become depressed, they might even go on to suicide.
所以从小你没有给他受苦。
So ever since young, if you don't allow them to suffer,
你不愿意给他受苦。
And you're not willing for them to suffer,
你是害了他。
It's bad for them.
有一次啊。要另外一个教要办学生灵恩会。
There's a time another church is holding spiritual convocation.
我就鼓励啊，年轻人参加。
Student spiritual convocation, so I encourage the youth to attend.
学生灵恩会都要睡在教会嘛。
So when during those convocations, you had to sleep in the church.
然后呢，教会都会给他一个很厚的那个床垫呢。
And the church will give everyone a thick mat.
我觉得现在的床垫很厚，跟睡床差不多。
So now, when I look at the mat, those are very thick.
但是呢，有一个年轻的孩子没有报名。
But there was this youth who haven't signed up.
我就问他爸爸。
So I asked the father.
为什么你孩子没有报名啊？
How come your child did not sign up?
爸爸讲。
The father said.
哎呀，他不能睡教会。
The father said, "Oh, my son cannot sleep in the church."
为什么不能睡教会？
How come?
哎呀，教会空气不好。
They say the air in the church is not very ventilated.
会过敏了。
He will have allergies.
皮肤会痒。
His skin will itch.
所以不能睡教会。
So he cannot sleep in the church.
不能参加这种活动。
Cannot attend such event.
我心里想说，又不是把你孩子带去非洲。
So I thought to myself, we're not taking your child to Africa.
哇，这睡教会睡几天而已啊。
It's only sleeping at the church for a few days.
不行啊，不能受苦。
So they say, oh, I can't.
会过敏了。
Cannot let them suffer. They will have allergies.
什么叫做会过敏？
What does it mean to have allergy?
抵抗力太差才会过敏。
It meant that they have very bad immune system.
如果抵抗力强的，什么过敏？哪有过敏的？
If they have good immune system, then they wouldn't have any allergies.
我们加拿大的孩子为什么那么多过敏？知道为什么吗？
Today, our children today, why? How come they have a lot of them have allergies?
太干净了这里。
They live. The environment they live is too clean.
真的太干净了，孩子哦，没有这个免疫力，没有打仗。
Their environment is too clean that their immune system haven't really fought any wars.
所以呢，身体反而自己打自己。
So their body is fighting themselves.
哇，花生过敏啊。
They are allergic to peanuts.
对苹果也过敏啊，白饭也过敏啊。
Allergic to rice, to apples.
在非洲啊，哪有孩子过敏呢？
In Africa, you don't see such allergies.
饭都没得吃了，还有的对花生过敏。
They don't even have food to eat. How can they be allergic to peanuts?
但我们的孩子呢，哇，这个过敏，那个过敏。
But our children is allergic to all the food.
太舒服了，环境啊。
Their environment is too comfortable.
所以有一天呢，你送他出去了，馋了，哇，带他去亚洲跑一趟，哇，拉肚子拉的不行啊，被蚊子咬一下，整个球一样。
So one day when you took them back to Asia, then they have diarrhea and whatever, they get bitten by mosquitoes, they will have huge swellings.
抵抗力不够啊。
Their immune system is bad.
所以也不是说要我们故意让孩子吃很多苦，也不是这个意思。
So I'm not telling you to purposely let your children suffer.
但是不要太宠。
But don't spoil them.
要逼他们。
You have to push them.
要属灵上要要求他们。
Spiritually, you have to give them requirements.
不一定要给他说最舒服的、最好的才是最爱他。
It's not necessary that when you give the best, the when you give them the best, that you're loving them.
有时候你要让他受苦啊。
Sometimes you need to have them suffer.
吃点苦是好的。
Suffering is good for them.
提摩太能够吃苦。
So Timothy is able to suffer.
所以他的信仰、他的圣殿盖得起来。
So his faith, his holy temple is able to be built up.
所以大卫啊，留了很多材料给所罗门盖圣殿。
So David left a lot of resources for Solomon to build the temple.
最后啊，他还勉励他。
And finally, he also left for him encouragement.
快回来，历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicle chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章
First Chronicle chapter 28
第九节
Verse 9
第九节
28 verse 9
我儿所罗门啊你当认识耶和华你父的神诚心乐意的侍奉他因为他鉴察众人的心知道一切心思意念你若寻求他他必使你得寻见你若离弃他他必永远丢弃你
Now, and you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever.
你当谨慎，因为耶和华拣选你建造殿宇，作为圣所，你当刚强去行。
Then consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a temple as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work.
父亲的勉励很重要。
So the encouragement for the father is very important.
母亲的角色就是养他，帮他洗衣服，煮饭给他吃。但是爸爸的角色就是要鼓励儿子。
The role of the mother is to raise the child, but the father needs to encourage the kids.
大卫已经给一个意向给所罗门了。
David already gave the child, gave his son a vision.
大卫把材料给他了。
David also gave him the resources.
但是还不够的。
But that's not enough.
你要鼓励他。
You also need to encourage them.
是很艰难的任务啊。
Because this is very hard work.
所以大卫鼓励所罗门。
So David encouraged Solomon.
我儿啊。
Saying, my son.
你要三件事情你要做。
There's three things you have to do.
第一，你要认识神。
First, you have to know and acknowledge God.
第二，你要侍奉神。
Secondly, you have to serve him.
第三，你要寻求神。
And lastly, you have to seek him.
你一辈子就是要做这三件事情。
And all of your life, you need to do these three things.
神知道你的心呢，有没有这样做？神知道。
And whether or not you have such thoughts, God knows.
如果你这样做的话
，If you do such a thing,
你找神，神一定给你找到。
If you seek God, God will be found by you.
你找到神，你就一辈子你就不用缺什么了。
And when you found God, you will not have any lackings in your life.
离开神，神一定离开你。
But if you desert God, God will forsake you.
这是给儿子的勉励。
So that's encouragement for the sons.
现在要去谨慎的去做这个事情。
So now you have to carefully and do those things.
所以父母要常常勉励儿女信仰。
So all the parents, you need to encourage your children to have faith.
我们的父母也常勉励他们说：“好好读书啊。”
Usually, when we encourage them, we say, "You have to study well."
你看你不读书啊，你看那个在路上拿钱那个，你不读书以后就像他。
We'll tell them, "If you don't study, look at the person who's on the street, you'll be like him."
是不是？
Is that how we do it?
当然是鼓励他读书是应该的。现在孩子都很会读书了。
Of course, that's how we encourage them, and our children really studies a lot.
我们也没有常常。以信仰鼓励我们的下一代。
But do we ever encourage them in terms of faith?
一定不可以离开神。
That you must never leave God.
我不管你以后做什么。
Regardless what you do in the future.
我不管你以后赚多少钱。
Regardless how much money you can make.
我只希望你不要离开神。
All I require of you is do not depart from God.
你有神，你什么都有。
If you have God, then you have everything.
你没有神，我给你一千万，你都没有用。
If you don't have God, I can give you millions or tens of millions of dollars, and it won't be useful for you.
所以啊，这个父亲的鼓励很重要。
So the encouragement from the father is very important.
因为大卫把这三件事情留给所罗门。
Because David had left all these three things to Solomon.
所罗门呢，就真正的把这个圣殿就盖得起来了。
And at the end, Solomon has truly built up this temple.
我们看二十九章的二十二节。
29 verse 22.
29:22。
Chapter 29, verse 22.
他们奉耶和华的名在告大卫的儿子所罗门做王，又告扫都做祭司。23节。
23.
于是所罗门坐在耶和华所赐的位上，继续他父亲做王，万事亨通，以色列众人也都听从他。挺多。
22. They ate and drank and with great joy in the presence of the Lord that day, and they acknowledged Solomon the son of David as king a second time, anointing him before the Lord to be ruler and Zadok to be priest. 23. So Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of his father David. He prospered, and all Israel obeyed him.
就是所罗门他有把大卫的事放在心上。
So Solomon has take heed of what was instructed from his father.
他有努力地去盖这个圣殿。
And he really tried to build a temple.
所以他得到神的祝福。
So he received the blessing of God.
各位弟兄姐妹。
All the brothers and sisters.
如果你有儿女。
If you have children.
你要留什么东西给你的儿女呢？
What do you want to leave to your children?
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
189.
189.